Look, I haven't seen a vast amount of bands in Newport, but, you know, I've been lucky enough to see bands there, and you know, I think lucky enough to see bands in TJ's when it was at the height of its popularity. I've seen Whitesnake 3 times. This is Newport Centre now. It's one of those bands I just thought, you know, iconic. But again, to me, Whitesnake is early Whitesnake, you know, with Bernie Marsden and this and the other. But, you know, I just thought, well, again, Whitesnake coming all the way from America to play in Newport. It's like, way. Yeah. And I saw UFO in Newport Centre, and Michael Schenker was playing with them at the time, and he fell off the stage. I remember that, yes. So they did say he was a recovering alcoholic, but I think he'd had a few that night. Well, the rest of the band kept playing it's kind of like lost a certain like, you know, element of guitar playing, but he got up, dusted himself up, and got back on and carried on playing. But you just see, it was just like, oh yeah, and again, I wasn't really that aware of a band called UFO, but lots of people saying, oh, this is just typical Schenker, and I thought, okay, fair enough. That's what I mean when they had Blaze Bailey singing for them. So it was that then spurred me on to go and see them when Bruce Dickinson came back, and Judas Priest I've seen, Rival Sons, supported them, they were very good. Jet I've seen in Newport Centre. There was also another band, Dead Men Walking, which was at the time it was Mike Peters, Kurt Brandon, Spirit Destiny, Bruce Watson from Big Country, Slim Jim Phantom from Stray Cats, and Glenn Matlock, Sex Pistols. So basically it was like a rock and roll review, really. So they'd all do, you know, songs from their own bands or whatever. So that was in what, it was the Riverside Suite in Newport Centre. That was very good. And then I suppose TJ's, there was Spirit Destiny, Mike Peters, Pete Wiley, who else, the Jug Strummer, I think it was a couple of months before he died, and Clutch again were brilliant. You know, we just managed to get in at C-Clutch. We couldn't get tickets, but we knew the guy on the door, and there were loads of people queuing outside, so we basically turned up to try and get a ticket, to try and get in. He said, oh, we haven't got many tickets, but he knew us, so in we got. So it was more luck than judgment, really. You know, I just think we did the old, well, if you don't get a ticket, we won't be able to get in. But yeah, that was a really, really good gig. I think it was just the case that it was so busy, and again, I'd been playing that album from Beale Street to Oblivion for ages, and I just heard they were coming to TJ's, and we thought, well, we've got to try and get down there. So I went with my old next door neighbour, and again, you know, we got in, but it was great. And you know, Johnny Seco, you know, he was always prowling around the place like the proverbial bear. But you know, it's the first time I've seen people like stood on the chairs, stood on the tables, trying to see the band, and there was no, you felt safe. You know, I didn't. There's all these people. But there was no, I'll say, no atmosphere. There was no horrible atmosphere. You know, you didn't feel oppressed. But it was it was brilliant. And just to see the lead singer, Neil Fallon, being you know, escorted in, being pushed by Johnny Seco, was just like, great. Yeah. Yeah, you go in and the stage was at the back. Yeah. I saw Spear of Destiny when the stage was on the other side. Yeah. 6 Foot Dolls you talked about then. I saw them in Newport Centre. They supported Ash. And I got a ticket for them, because I was living with the guitarist from the Darling Buds, Geraint, well, Harley, as his stage name was, yeah. So my brother was living with his sister, as in, yeah, Kerry, so, and she was best friends with Andrea. So it was a bit of a, yeah. It was good, you know, again, you know, it was very much like, you know, there was a definite, I think there were lots of people at that gig who were there just for the 6 Foot Dolls, not to see Ash. You know, they kind of hung about to see Ash after, but they had a good support at that gig, which is good. And I suppose, you know, hometown, very noisy, and lots of you know, I don't know, it was the case of people in the audience knew the band, and they were just shouting out, and it was, you know, it was quite a familiar kind of feel to it. You know, almost like as if they were playing in the front room, and there was lots of connection with the audience, you know. So so it must have been lots of friends or whatever there. But it was between 95 and 97. Gotta be, yeah. I couldn't tell you. I did try to look the other day on internet, but I couldn't find it. To be honest, all audiences have been fine that I've been in. I've really enjoyed. You know, there's never been any trouble. It's always been, you know, because again, Newport has this reputation of being quite a violent city. But I don't know whether there's a totally different kind of kind of person goes to see a gig in Newport, and they're all there for the same shared experience. You know, I found quite a supportive attitude. You know, especially when you're in a gig and there's quite a crush and this, that, and the other. You know, people will make sure that you don't fall over or you're not. I've never seen any violence or anything like that. It's just been, good shared experiences, really. Especially in relation to TJs, I'd say, you had definitely like-minded people there. You know, and on the weekends, Friday and Saturdays, you'd have two different types of people in there, and there wouldn't be, like, much crossover. You know, you know if you went in the Friday night, you know who would be there, and then Saturday night, you know who would be there, and it was two totally different, types and styles of people, really. So I think it was, reflective of the type of venues. And Newport Centre, I think... to be honest, I just think they didn't really have a particular type of person that went there. I think they'd be united by the music, really. And that's the thing. I think most of the time, you just hear the bad stories, don't you? Nobody says, tonight nothing happened in Newport. The Irish place as well, the Irish bar as well, the Irish club, just down from the police station in Pill, used to be a place people used to go to as well. I went there a few times, and again, you have just your bog standard Irish band there with your penny whistle and your fiddle and your bodrum, whatever it's called. Yeah, it was all right. It's another one of those places. You turn up and there's a slight you're not from anywhere, but there was no hassle. It's just somewhere to go, really. People seem to accept you there. As long as you're buying beer, they don't care.